Chapter 21. Asking Questions. In an introductory seminar about Britain. Tell me then, what's the difference between England, Britain, Great Britain and the UK?
Isn't England part of Britain, along with Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland?
Almost correct. Strictly speaking, Britain only refers to the island, which is made of England, Wales and Scotland. If you count Northern Ireland in, then it becomes the UK. But people sometimes use England, Britain or Great Britain to mean the entire UK, right? That is right. The UK is in fact quite a young and dynamic political entity. Who knows when the UK was first formed?
Was it 1707?
Excellent. 1707 was the year when England, Wales and Scotland first formed the United Kingdom of Great Britain. From 1801 to 1921, the UK also included the whole of Ireland. Since then, Ireland has been divided into two, and the northern part remains in the UK, hence the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland.
How does Britain differ from Great Britain, then?
Anyone want to take this one?
I am not sure, but I guess it has something to do with the small islands around Britain.
Good guess. Great Britain refers to the island of Britain and the small islands around it.
Could you also explain a little about the British Commonwealth?
Of course, the Commonwealth of Nations, as it is formally known, is a loose association of countries and overseas territories that used to be British colonies. Members of the Commonwealth share similar cultures and values, have similar political and legal systems, and cooperate in areas such as trade and education.
How many members are there?
There are about 50 independent countries and over 25 overseas territories.
Which countries and territories are in the Commonwealth, for instance?
The independent countries include the UK, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Bangladesh, Cyprus, Fiji, Cameroon, and so forth. Overseas territories include Bermuda, Gibraltar, and the British Virgin Islands.
Why would the former colonies want to remain associated with the UK after becoming independent?
Well, actually, there are two major reasons. First, the Commonwealth is a voluntary association. It is not an empire. Members can withdraw freely, and they are not bound to comply with the Commonwealth decisions. So there must be some benefits, if they choose to cooperate. Second, for some countries and territories, because they have been British colonies for so long, they have been deprived of a self-sustaining economic and political system. So, if Britain suddenly gave them independence and left them alone, they could fall into chaos and civil war.
I heard that the Queen of the UK is the head of state of all Commonwealth countries. Is it true?
No. The Queen is the head of the Commonwealth. There are 15 countries that recognise the British monarch as their head of state. A few others have their own monarchs. Half of the Commonwealth countries are not monarchies at all. They are republics. The head of state is only a symbolic position. She has no actual power. ¶¶